Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Advocates for the rights of inmates are pushing for more attention from state policymakers in the wake of allegations of prisoner mistreatment at the state's maximum security prison. Some stormed Governor Baker's office yesterday, demanding he look into allegations regarding the Sousa-Baranowski Correctional Center. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
During a crowded statehouse presentation about the prison, former Sousa prisoner Darrell Jones suggested that the advocates bring their concerns directly to Governor Baker.
Yes. There's enough people in this room right now to get up and say, I'm going to finish this in front of the governor's office.
What the group took to the governor's office was a letter calling for an outside investigation. That letter from Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts says there have been widespread reports of violence against prisoners since a January 10th attack at Sousa, where four correction officers were hurt. The group's executive director, Liz Motto, says the governor's been quiet about the prison controversy, except to express faith in the State Department of Correction.
We understand that he also has the power to do something here, but nothing's really been done at this point except for a statement trusting the DOC to investigate itself.
Aides to the governor took the letter from the group and promised to pass it along. Among those who spoke at the meeting before going to the governor was Jason Schultz, who was released from Sousa 3 weeks ago. He said after the January 10th violence, he was attacked by three correction officers while he was handcuffed.
I was gouged in both eyes, struck with close fist punches in my ribs and facial area, kicked in the face once, and tased simultaneously as the assault continued down the hallway and into an elevator.
Yesterday's meeting was organized by State Representative China Tyler. She's filed bills to reform correctional facilities and policies. One would create a correctional oversight commission to review policies for both jails and prisons.
It's a bill to be able to create a preventative measure to be able to ensure that things like this don't happen in the future.
Sousa was locked down for weeks after the January violence, but that has since been lifted. Last week, a Suffolk Superior Court judge ruled in favor of Sousa prisoners and said the DOC must give them appropriate access to their lawyers and legal documents, both of which were restricted during the lockdown. The Executive Office of Public Safety and Security issued a statement yesterday saying that steps were taken to secure the prison after the violence, and DOC will review all complaints. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.